Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office is using the public's help to find a missing teenager reported missing by her mother on Wednesday night in Orleans. They say she's at risk and possibly in peril. 15-year-old Yamich Stormy Friday Erickson is a 15-year-old white female, 5'5", 110 pounds, with light brown hair, with bangs and blonde highlights. She has brown eyes and was probably wearing a black T-shirt with the number 25 on it, or a black sundress with jeans. The sheriff's search and rescue teams, Orleans volunteer firefighters, along with a Coast Guard helicopter, and family and friends have been searching the Klamath River and surrounding areas looking for Erickson. Yamich is considered a high-risk at-missing person, and her mother has fears she may harm herself. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Congressman Jared Huffman has thrown his support behind a bill that would add billions of dollars in emergency funding to veterans' health programs, including provisions that would allow veterans who live 40 miles or more from a VA facility to use local health care resources instead. Huffman said that the House resolution is a bipartisan bill, the kind that we should expect from Congress, and that it allows for critical reforms to be made for veterans, health systems, and the VA. The bill provides $15 billion in emergency funding for expanded health care options, funding for other services for the VA, and also allows the VA secretary to quickly remove executives based on their poor performance. Fortuna police, along with the sheriff's office, are investigating a string of burglaries at Hobie's Market in Scotia. The market has been burglarized three times, the first on June 6th and then again on Monday and Tuesday of this week. The thieves broke a small window to gain entry and have used the same boarded-up window in the last two burglaries in the break-in. They have occurred in the early morning hours between midnight and 5 a.m. And Arcata police are continuing their search for 24-year-old Willow Creek resident Joel Johnston, who is a suspect in a shooting incident in Sunnybrae over the weekend. Johnston is suspected of attempting to rob two victims at gunpoint. During an altercation, Johnston's handgun discharged, grazing one of the victims. Anyone with information about Johnston or the incident is asked to contact authorities. An 88-year-old woman is in the hospital, the result of a head-on collision on Highway 101 north of the Bayside Cutoff. The California Highway Patrol reports that Frances Lambert was driving south in the northbound lane of the highway. Several vehicles were able to avoid the car she was driving, but she finally collided with a car driven by 60-year-old James Porter of Arcata. Her car spun around and she hit a guardrail, and she was transported by ambulance to Mad River Hospital. Lambert suffered. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash, and impairment is not considered a factor. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the state of California in the midst of an ongoing drought, it can be hard for the residents of cities like Eureka and Arcata to feel the effects. That's because their water supplier, the Humboldt Municipal Water District, has plenty of water on hand. Well, that's not the case for smaller towns such as Rio Dell, which had to appeal to the state to use Eel River water, as Supervisor Estelle Fennell points out.
The question, I think, for some people was, how much will it cost? What is that cost, and how much would it cost the districts, and is there funding for it? It certainly is wonderful to know that Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has that water available and is willing to provide it.
Fennell also pointed out that while water is available from the water district, it can be prohibitively expensive for a town like Rio Dell.
They had to basically say why they still needed the Eel River water. This allows them to use the river water for domestic use only.
Residents of Rio Dell are limited to 50 gallons of water per day for personal use. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.